This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Elsewhere in news of key federal officials leaving their jobs with potentially huge implications for the United States and this economy, we take you now to the U.S. Census Bureau. John Thompson, director of that bureau, has announced his resignation in the midst of proposed budget cuts and cost overruns for the next decennial counting of noses, which is a bigger deal for businesses than you might think. Marketplace's Jed Kim has that one.
The Bureau is left with no leader just months before it starts all the hiring and trial runs it has to do for the 2020 census. Sarah Butler is with National Economic Research Associates. She says an accurate population count is just one thing the census does.
There's a treasure trove of data that the census collects that's used in many, many important ways.
She says the census provides a baseline for economic analysis. Her group weighs its own surveys against it and makes projections based on historic trends. The census helps companies decide where to open new plants or stores.
Can you establish a business reliably related to population growth or income growth? Or is there a loss of population that might represent a potential risk?
The Census Bureau is improving its own data collection. In 2020, for the first time, Americans will be able to answer questions online and over the phone, cutting down on those door-to-door surveys. That requires a new IT system. Terry Ann Lowenthal is a consultant on census issues. She says it's supposed to save billions of dollars.
In the long run.
For now, the costs are mounting. The new system is 50% over budget. And the Trump administration has proposed a 10% cut to the department overall. Lowenthal says the new system is considered necessary, so
other operations could suffer.
Operations like marketing the census and more language translation. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.